It's been more than 3 decades since anyone has done what Balsam's developer Les Auten is trying, build a large ski resort almost from scratch. Think back to Deer Valley in Utah or Beaver Creek in Colorado, says Mike Berry, the head of the National Ski Area Association.
Part of the issue is just the process, which is to say these things are not simple in today's world to get the approval, to get the financing. It takes some incredible effort and some incredible initiative.
Indeed. Auten is well aware of the challenge he faces developing a new year-round resort.
Scary and intimidating. Let's not mince words. One doesn't go lightly into something of this magnitude without recognizing that you're doing something that no one's done for 35 years.
Auten's done something like this before, although on a much smaller scale. In 1980, he bought Sunday River in Bethel, Maine, not too far across the border from Berlin. Skeptics argued no one would drive there, but they did, and Auten used his success to buy other ski resorts. Today, under different management, the resort isn't just for skiers. It brings in people who want to zip line and mountain bike in the summers. And that's key to what Auten is thinking decades later when it comes to making the Balsams a sustainable business, create a year-round resort where revenue does not rely solely on skiing.
And I think lift tickets make up about 20% of our revenue on an annual basis as we're projecting things going forward.
Other revenue will come from hotel rooms, restaurants, a culinary school, and recreational activities in summer, spring, and fall.
Great skiing, great snowmobiling, great four-wheeling, great food, great fishing, great biking, great hiking, great swimming, great sailing, great rafting if you go either direction, 10 miles. If you're offering all those things as a vacation destination experience, you're not singly focused on somebody coming in and buying a lift ticket. We have an economic advantage that we never had with any of the properties that we had with American Skiing Company.
The American Skiing Company was Auten's failed attempt in the 1990s to assemble a nationwide chain of 9 ski resorts. He hoped to build off this success at Sunday River to make huge improvements in facilities and snowmaking at other resorts across the country. But ambition exceeded revenue, and by 2001, the company owed about $400 million, investors lost money, and Auten resigned. The company dissolved in 2007. Bradley McCurtain is a financial analyst based in Maine who watched the American Skiing Company implode. He says he hasn't followed the Balsams' plan, but Auten is, quote, a brilliant marketer and also a guy who knows how to get things done. And Auten is also recognized as a guy who really knows skiing. He sees huge potential at the Balsams, something previous owners missed. The old resort had about 135 acres of skiable area. In the first phase, Auten will add 250 more acres, along with 6 new lifts. Work on that would begin this year. It includes pumping water for snowmaking 10 miles from the Androscoggin River, a plan that has upset some environmentalists. They've also been upset by Auten's plan to clear up to 325 acres of rare, high-altitude habitat. Fish and Game has protected such habitat in the past, including fighting a wind farm's effort to clear only 58 acres. But Fish and Game has okayed Auten's plan to clear it for ski runs, saying the benefits to the North Country and the state outweigh the costs. Ultimately, 1,000 skiable acres may be developed, along with 800 acres for skiing among the trees. Auten wants the Balsams to be the biggest ski resort in New England, but he's left himself some wiggle room, saying it's a multi-year development and expansion is, quote, dependent on market conditions. It's a grand plan, but just like Sunday River, skeptics note the Balsams' relatively remote location. Sean Dahl is the head of mountain recreation management at Linden State College.
I think he's banking on they're going to be such a strong destination resort with so many options that that's what's going to draw people in. And that'll be, you know, time will tell.
Any new ski resort also faces a challenge drawing skiers away from other resorts, says Brian Fairbank, an admirer of Auten, who's also a competitor. He owns Cranmore, Bromley, and Jiminy Peak.
Trying to steal from your competition isn't easy. You have friends there. You know where you park your car there. You know the restaurant you like. You know how to get there. You don't have any strange hassles.
Auten doesn't yet have all the money he needs, and Fairbank thinks the recent warm winter that hurt ski resorts such as his could make securing money harder.
That's got to make any investor. You know, we just left our banker 4 days ago to say, hey, we need our letter of credit to get through to next year to be, you know, some of the terms of it to be changed and modified.
Auten says he's close to having the financing worked out, and while everything is taking longer than he expected, he insists it's all going to work. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.